to be well done, I think. So, yeah, cool. Looking forward to that one.
Cool. Well, Joe, we got you in studio as well. I want to talk some NBA stuff. And last night, the Spurs, boy, they put it to Memphis in four games. And really, when you look at it, they were just a better team all around.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we've talked about it before. As these series evolve and everything changes from round to round because your competition gets better. So it's, you know, a team that looks, you know, Memphis looked good, but, you know, now you face a Spurs team that's a little better than what you've faced before. And
they killed them.
Right. The Spurs are so well-rounded. I mean, not to say that Memphis isn't, but Memphis, they both are good defensively. But as you can see, San Antonio can score the ball a lot easier than Memphis can. And over the course of four games, the laboring of Memphis to keep up, eventually wasn't going to happen. And there were a couple games, and these series are so delicate because if they win the game in San Antonio, which when they came back,
yeah,
they had a great chance. You win
that.
It was
the first game, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, now you have the overtime game the other night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's they got swept, but if you sit back and look at it and you go, a little yin here, a little yang there,
yeah.
And now you're 2-2. So, I mean, these things are so, – it looks like they got dominated, but it could have very – you know, right now we could be headed back 2-2 very easily, but that's why San Antonio's got four, you know.
Yeah.
True, very true.
They are very good at staying in the moment and finishing the job. They don't waver from what they're trying to do.
Tony Parker had 37 points.
He went off.
I mean – Tony Parker is like the invincible man. He's able to find lanes and, you know, holes in the lane and can drive. And I've really thought that Zebo and Mark Gasol would really be able to, you know, hold him from not being able to drive the lane, but they really didn't do that much.
Well, they can shoot, you know, and Duncan's not a 3-point shooter, but Duncan, you got to account for him 17 to 18 feet. Then you put Kawhi Leonard and you start putting these guys out there, and the spacing of the floor gets really good. Then you throw in their ability to how they move the ball, you know, and that's what any coach will tell you from an offensive standpoint, in college, high school, pro, anything. Is just if you can space the floor, and you got some guys that can shoot it, and you can space it and move the ball without pounding it to death, it's hard to guard. And San Antonio's is as good as anybody. And the thing that's funny is Indiana can be that way a little bit too.
Yeah.
I mean when they're playing really good, they really it's a little different. They really want to go inside out and things like that. But when their ball movement's good, Indiana's very very tough.
You know, speaking of that series, Miami leads that series 2-1.
Tonight, 7:30.
You know, tonight's the game. I really like Indiana's show. You know, if anybody's going to – I mean, I guess it's the last shot, but if anybody's going to beat Miami, I think Indiana can do it. They've been so close in most of the games. That defense they play, do you see them winning tonight?
Oh, yeah. No,
at home, especially.
They can win. Yeah. I mean, they can win. I mean, they got a – there's a little wrinkle that's been – you know, they've started posting up LeBron a little bit now.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how that evolves tonight as to what Miami will do with that, if they'll continue down that trend, and then how Indiana will choose to defend that. I mean, they've got to make some kind of an adjustment from the standpoint. They can't let LeBron get 4 or 5 dribbles. You give a pro 4 or 5 dribbles in the post, even I could get a decent look.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's you got it. They're going to have to send some kind of help, and especially if it's a guy the caliber of LeBron James. I mean, you got to – they're going to have to send help. And now you got Ray Allen, Battier, Mike Miller might show up tonight a little bit. You know, you got guys sitting out there that can shoot the ball, and you're sending help and rotating, and you can really, you know.
How beneficial do you think it is that San Antonio is going to be able to sit, like, what, up to 8 days now, they say? I think.
Yeah, somebody told me that the series does not start till next Thursday.
Yeah,
that's 8 days.
See, I've got a theory on that because I saw, you know, we saw
that
it with Miami. Miami against
well,
Chicago.
Go ahead.
Any time that a team has had a lengthy time off, they've come out really rusty in that game.
Correct. Miami did the same thing in this series.
With this series and in the Chicago series. And I just don't know if that's good for San Antonio to have that long of a rest.
It's not. It's not. I mean, the thing you lose, the rest is great for you.
The momentum they've got going.
But it's just you lose the edge.
Yeah.
You lose when you're in it, you know.
Mentally, everything too.
You're in the grind. You're in the intensity. You're in it. You know, and then all of a sudden it's and you're chilling, and now you know for you to
get back motivated,
get that grind and get that intensity and get that edge that you have while you're going through it. You know, sometimes it takes a quarter, sometimes it takes a half, sometimes it takes a game.
Is there anything that they can do to like stay in it?
Not really.
No. There's nothing.
You know, everybody talks.
Because you can't bring the TV people there, obviously the 20,000 people in the arena. It just creates a whole different the intensity level goes to a.
What would you have your team do during this 8-day period?
Well, what you try to do is, again, you got to be careful, because what you want to do is you want to scrimmage. You know, you want to get up and down. You want to try to have some competitive things, but you got to be careful. Tony Parker
last night
tweaks
he left.
One.
Yeah.
You know, so it's that double-edged sword. You want to go at it with each other, but you got to be careful.
Let's take a phone call real quick. Savage has an NBA question. What's up, Savage?
What's going up, y'all?
What's going on?
Hey, Joe, would you body Tim Duncan up, give him a little bit of space? How would you guard Tim?
Well, I had to guard Tim. Tim came in towards the end of my days, and it wasn't a lot of fun. Well, what makes him so good is, I mean, he squares up really good, but you got to crowd him. You got to try to get him off the block.
He shoots it off the glass, though, you can't get him too much space.
And that's what where he gets you is he's kind of, I mean, I don't know if you'll remember this guy, Sigma was kind of like that. He'd square you up, and if your hands were down, he could shoot that little face-up bank off the wing, and then you'd come up on him, and then he'd drive you to the middle and get you reaching or get by you. So, you got to kind of mix it up. What you don't want to do is just stand there with your hands down while he's looking at you. You got to jab at him. You got to maybe front him one time. You can't give a guy like him. You got to body him hard one time, maybe not body him the next time. You give him the same look over and over and over again, he's going to figure it out, and he's going to torch you.
Yeah, and as far as footwork, you know, comparing the two, he's a big fundamental. But Olajuwon, you know, he was quick on his feet and could get his shot off. You know, do you compare the two as far as their footwork? You know,
Olajuwon was a little more nimble. They both have great footwork. I think Olajuwon was a little, in my opinion, a little more athletic, had a little more bounce, had a little more was a little more fluid, but both of them were, you know, I think Tim Duncan shot the ball better from 17 feet than he did. Probably was a little better face-up player than Olajuwon was, but Olajuwon was as good an athlete as you'll ever see play the game. He was phenomenal.
Hey, appreciate it, Joe. Get them dogs out there and do a little bit more running.
Thanks, Savage.
I need to.
Joe, I read a story on ESPN today that Lionel Hollins from Memphis, the Nets are really going to go after him. Memphis would just be dumb not to rehire him, re-sign him to another contract.
Well, you never know what's going on behind the scenes. I mean, I know that there was talk in the before the season. The new ownership wanted to play the year out, and you don't know the dynamic. You don't know that, you know. I've heard that Zach Randolph and Lionel were a little crossways. I find that very hard to believe. I know Lionel Hollins. He doesn't get crossways with anybody. Yeah. He's about the easiest going.
Seems like it.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
And it's there's the inner workings. I think Memphis wants to hire him, but if the guy from
would it
Brooklyn
come down to
wants,
money, I mean, at the end of the day.
Well, it always.
Well,
does.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, but I guess what I'm trying to say is, does Memphis have the money to pay him, or is it just he's got the guy up at the Nets just got $1 billion and can pay him whatever he wants?
Well, I'm sure the net. I'm sure the Grizzlies have a number that they're not gonna go over, but you know, Prokhorov wants to make a splash.
Yeah.
He wants to be in the mix, and if he thinks that that's a guy that can get him a little further down the road and in the mix, then he's going to throw a ton of cash at him.
Take a couple more phone calls. Rooster, what's up, Rooster? Rooster. He's not there. Michael from Stuttgart's here. What's up, Mike?
Well, you made a mistake. You should have went to me first.
sorry. I looked up at it at the last minute. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Joe, this is what I want to ask my man, Joe Klein. I got so much respect for you and your opinion. You look at this Spurs team last year. You want to talk about what a, you know, Hall of Fame coach they have, in my opinion, the best coach in the NBA right now, Greg Popovich. Last year, man, they ran through everybody the second half of the year, but they kind of fizzled out in the playoffs. Really, though, they didn't fizzle out. The bounce of the ball, they played OKC, and they had a couple shots that didn't go in for them. And Harden made a couple of shots in that series that he couldn't make against the Heat, and they lost. It was really a bounce of the ball. But Popovich this year, and I thought it was a genius thing to do, those guys weren't hurt. He rested those guys because of now. Now, this is my question for you. I think they can really take it to the Heat because, like you said, the spreading of the floor. I'm going to pass up a shot for a better shot. They're playing an international brand of basketball. They're playing a brand of basketball that, you know, gives the dream team all they want. But this is a collection of all-stars. This just isn't one. I mean, you look at the best player from Argentina, the best player from France. You got, Splitter from Brazil. You got Diaw. And they're playing a brand of basketball that, in my opinion, and then their GM does such a great job of bringing in athletes, you know, a guy like Kawhi Leonard that can guard the LeBron James. He can rebound. He can hit a spot-up three. They've got all the pieces, and it's all right there for them. And a point guard that I don't see that he can guard, I think, team versus me, and I don't think that he play a me brand of basketball, a lot of isolation, but they do kick. But I think they've got an opportunity playing that international brand to beat the Heat. What's your opinion, Jeff?
No, I agree. I mean, and again, it's kind of funny because I remember last year, Michael, like Michael said, I mean, they were rolling last year. And I remember, I think last year was all over them. I thought they were going to make it to the finals. And then, but again, like he said, I mean, you get so caught up and you overanalyze everything. It's like at the end of the day, you look at the Spurs and you go, the Spurs swept the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Grizzlies are not any good. How can you get swept? Well, you know, again,
like we said,
two games, yeah. Bounce of the ball here, bounce of the ball there. And last year versus OKC, it was the same thing. You know, how can you lose four straight after being ahead 2-0? And it's just, you know, I've been a part of series like that, up 2-0, up 3-1, and all of a sudden missed a last second shot here, you know, turnover here. But I definitely think they can play with the Heat because the Heat's two weakest areas. Maybe not. I don't look at Bosch as a true center.
Yeah.
So I think with Duncan playing, they're going to have to play Anderson on Duncan. I think they're strong in two areas where the Heat are maybe weaker in two areas. So I think they got a good chance. I think it'll be if it gets to that, Indiana's still in it, but I think it's going to be a great series. I think it's going to be two really good teams playing each other.
Yeah, Indiana's certainly in it, Joe, and I totally agree. I don't think they're going to get the job done. But let me quickly say this. The team defense that San Antonio plays, it goes along, you know, with that passing of the basketball and team. But the team defense, and Miami's a different team. They don't hit jump shots. You know, Haslam, what do you go, 9 or 10, 8 or 9 the other night?
Yeah. When they hit the three, and that's why I'm so interested, to see what happens tonight. Because Indiana's gonna, if they go back to LeBron in the post, they're going to have to double team.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to get some open looks. And if they can knock them down, this might be a thing that you see the Heat ride a little more as they progress in the playoffs.
Cool. Mike, appreciate the phone call.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, we got more NBA talk. We got some Rooster. Hang on the line. We'll come to you out of the break, and we'll talk more NBA as well as play some birthday trivia. I guess that's a staple on the Zone.
So we'll
make some. Chris,
Coach,
you can stick around,
Chris,
for birthday
knows.
Trivia?
Yeah, man, I'll stick around.
Cool. We'll play some birthday trivia, talk some more movies and NBA. It's all coming up next on the Zone.